From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin has filed a lawsuit against several companies alleging they violated Arkansas law by limiting access to discounted prescription drugs. The suit names 22 defendants, including 13 drug manufacturers, related entities, and a data management firm, alleging they failed to comply with the federal 340B drug pricing program. The lawsuit claims the companies imposed restrictions that reduced healthcare providers' access to 340B discounts despite a 2021 state law, which protects providers' ability to obtain those discounts through contract pharmacies. According to the Attorney General's office, those actions reduced resources available for patient care, particularly for hospitals and clinics serving low-income, uninsured, and rural patients. The complaint seeks civil penalties, court orders to stop the alleged practices in Arkansas, and reimbursement of costs. Arkansas TV has shared details of its recent high-dollar donors. In addition to the $3 million match grant from an anonymous donor, Arkansas TV's PBS News Fund received $900,000 from the Walton Family Foundation, $300,000 from the Tyson Family Foundation, and $300,000 from the Schick Family Foundation. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports CEO Carlton Wing provided the numbers from the Arkansas TV Foundation upon request, saying he is, quote, grateful for everybody who came out and supported public television in Arkansas. A June 3rd release said more than 1,500 households, businesses, and foundations joined in making contributions to the PBS dues fund. A new federal investment is bringing workforce training to Central Arkansas for young adults looking to build careers in the skilled trades. University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College has received a $1.8 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor to launch Youth Build Bridge. The program will provide paid construction training, GED instruction, and industry certification to 66 participants between the ages of 18 and 24. Students will complete work at Providence Park in Mabelville, while helping build tiny homes for people experiencing homelessness. Kathy Riggins is leading the program. Speaking with Little Rock Public Radio, she says construction plays an important role in the state's economy and can provide career opportunities for young adults.
Our country is built by construction, so it enhances the way we live in our buildings and our work areas and our places of play. It's a driving part of our economy in Arkansas, and we need workers in this industry. So I think it's a beautiful match for young people who are struggling to find their place and with an industry that has so much to offer.
Riggin says the program will give participants hands-on experience while working alongside skilled professionals. She says the goal is to create a pathway for graduates to move into apprenticeships, further education, or careers in construction. The city of Little Rock will likely pay more than $180,000 to demolish the damaged pedestrian bridge over West Markham Street. The stretch of road has been closed to traffic since July 13th after a vehicle hit the bridge without stopping and severely damaged it. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette says Conway-based Reaver Bailey Contractors was tapped to demolish the structure. Officials are expected to hold a special call meeting next Tuesday to vote on the demolition. Arkansas's governor continues to outraise the two challengers for her reelection bid. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders raised just $200,000 in June, according to the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. That puts Sanders' fundraising total to $7.7 million this election cycle. Her Democratic challenger, State Senator Fred Love, has raised about $193,000 so far, including just over $16,000 raised in June. Libertarian candidate Colt Shelby has raised $24,600 for his campaign. The owner of a one-year-old Labrador shot and killed by a Little Rock police officer Sunday has pleaded not guilty to three misdemeanor charges. Police say Officer Brandon Foster Todd approached 34-year-old Thomas Schmidt at his home after a manager at Hill Station told police he had become agitated with other customers, kicking the front door of the restaurant and driving away on the wrong side of the road. When Todd Foster arrived at the man's home, body cam footage shows the dog running toward the officer, who then shot and killed it. Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports that LRPD does not have a clear policy outlining when use of force is justified against animals. Schmidt pleaded not guilty to charges of terroristic threatening, disorderly conduct, and attempting to influence a public servant. A sergeant with the Arkansas Capitol Police has resigned following a drunk driving arrest. 48-year-old James Mayfield of Little Rock submitted a resignation letter on Monday after he was pulled over by a Pulaski County Sheriff's deputy around 3:20 a.m. on Sunday on Interstate 30. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says the deputy followed Mayfield at speeds of upward of 80 miles per hour as he weaved outside of his lane. A report says Mayfield failed a sobriety test and was obviously impaired. He was arrested and released Sunday with a court date of September 1st. The owner of Eureka Springs' iconic Crescent Hotel has died. The hotel announced Sunday on social media that Elise Rennick passed away peacefully that morning. Rennick owned both the Crescent and Basin Park hotels, which were the region's most historic, constructed in 1886 and 1905, respectively. Ownership of the hotels now transfers to a trust she had established and will be led by the current management team. Elise Rennick was 86 years old. Today we have a high of 91 degrees with sunny skies. Temperatures will climb once again beginning Saturday, leading into a very hot next week. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.